Hello, and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast, where we create world-class engineering teams. As always, I'm your host, Aviv Ben Yosef, and our subject today is holding your breath. I bet there's something right now that you are procrastinating on, and in your mind you're thinking, I'm waiting for the right time. It's gonna be soon. And frankly, I'm kind of tired of that. During the past year, we've had, as you know, COVID, and I've heard a dozen clients say stuff like, we're just gonna wait till things look a bit better before we do that. You know, before we change our organizational structure, before we start making some changes to the way we are planning our roadmaps, before we execute on that strategy shift. Whatever that is, they've been waiting and waiting and waiting, and God knows how much longer we're going to wait, right? Because even here in Israel, more than 50% of the population is vaccinated. Does that mean we've gone over COVID? I can promise you not. I mean, we just went out of lockdown number 3, and I can see lockdown number 4 down the street. It's going to happen. So you can't keep waiting. Just think of it. We've had a whole year to make some changes. So yeah, maybe it wouldn't have been the perfect change right off the bat had you done it 9 months ago when you first thought about it. All right. But would you rather have that first imperfect version 9 months ago and all of the iterations you could have had on it by now? Or are you more satisfied with the way things are right now and who knows for how much longer? And this happens everywhere. I have clients who have been postponing changes, postponing giving good, valuable feedback because they were expecting some personal changes. And those personal changes keep on being delayed or taking longer. And you know, eventually, you haven't noticed it, but 4 months have gone by without you having done anything. And that, for me, I feel those delays like an exposed nerve. I see that. And it pains me because I know that we could have had a much better situation by now had we simply taken action. Because that perfect moment rarely ever does happen. And if there's no real upside to waiting, then why are we waiting? Why aren't we trying stuff? Why aren't we upgrading ourselves slowly? I've talked a bunch in the past about the speed of change. It's also mentioned in my book, The Tech Executive Operating System. The speed of change is the bar we set for ourselves for how fast we can change things. How fast can we deliver on changes to the way we do stuff? I'm not talking about how long does it take you to develop a feature. I'm talking about how agile your organization is when it comes to changing the way it does things, because that's how we improve the way we improve. And to do that, you have to constantly push yourself, because the bar here for your speed of change is almost completely all in your head. If you decide that something should only take 2 weeks, it is likely to take those 2 weeks, because if we're talking about having a few calls with people and kickstarting that change initiative, how long do you think it should take? There's no code to be written, there's nothing to test, there's no deployment to do. This is all you talking to your people. And I used that example a bunch of times before, and I'm going to use it again. Intel changed its whole company, its whole business plan within 2 weeks. 2 weeks from deciding on it to having salespeople off in the ground, flying to potential prospects and telling them about this new thing. They moved from memory to processors in about 2 weeks. And if they could do that before I was born, I bet you can tell your team to change the way they do on-call or provide some much overdue feedback and change the way people are communicating in your company, change the way you use remote tools to work more effectively, or whatever it is, without having to wait and sit on your hand for 3 months. Life is what happens while you sit over there on the side and wait for the right opportunity to arrive. It's not gonna. And I know this is a bit of a platitude, but it is what it is. Some things are platitudes because they are correct. We have to take charge. We have to take the initiative and make a step because no one else will do it for you. No one will come by and say, hey, you know, I think this would be the perfect month for a reorg. No one's gonna say that. Just as engineers know that there's no perfect time to wait to do that refactoring, to start writing tests, you have to constantly be doing this. You cannot wait for that golden hour where you start doing testing. The same applies, what do you know, here as well. You cannot wait. You need to act. What have you been waiting on? Right now, I'm recording this on the last day of February, 2021. 2 months have gone by from the year. What have you accomplished? You have 1 month left in the quarter. How are things looking? Have you done things or have you already completely forgotten about everything you decided to make different this year? Are you gonna hit your goals for the quarter or not? Have you kicked off the change initiatives you should have had? Really, what are you waiting for? I don't know about you, but I'm not holding my breath. That's it for this week. Thank you for joining me. As always, you can get more exclusive insights by subscribing to the best newsletter for tech execs. Link is in the show notes. It's also gonna have a new series of videos every week that I'm doing as prep for the book launch. So if you wanna see the first episode of the Friday Upgrade, subscribe below. Thank you for joining me and talk again soon.